Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. It's the new year, and new we discuss year. Resolutions.
Yeah.
The new year is a great time for reflections. Absolutely. And the promise of improvement. Maybe you'll change your diet or change careers. Let's discuss resolutions, but first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I already know the answer to this.
Yes.
Did you make any resolutions?
For the year? I mean, yes. Yes and no.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, we do the same resolution we do every year, but I don't really consider resolution just more of a, it's us flushing our system out and doing the normal thing.
Well, what we do, we kick off the new year a certain way.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about something that you want to change for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I definitely want to get into a state of continuous working out and working on my diet and making myself a better person. But I think I try to do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like, and not that I don't, but I want to see the results. You know, I think I go through a point where, like anybody in life, you start off really strong, you ride that wave, you know, and then life kind of happens and you go up and down and you're up and down and you're up and down throughout the rest of the year. You
know okay.
I mean? I'd like to see it start off strong and ride out strong throughout the whole year and see what happens.
Okay. Okay. It's been many years since I've actually made a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person that's, I'm constantly improving myself yes. throughout the year. So to me, the mark of a calendar, as far as New Year's type of thing, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because I reflect, you know, you reflect around your birthday. People reflect around different times of year naturally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think it's just a growth process to kind of just ride the wave throughout the year, like you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, my birthday is near the beginning of the year anyway. And I have points where I just think that one day just rolls into another, you know, absolutely. July 19th could be a New Year's,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if I'm in the mood or if I find that there's something that I want to learn or improve on, I will just, you know, starting now.
Yeah.
You know, so many years ago I remember the time when I made some resolutions, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But what I want to do in this show is go over the most popular
mm-hmm.
Resolutions, see how it really affects the restaurants.
Absolutely.
And how what we think about it and how it affects us as mm-hmm. well, because some of your resolutions are on there.
Yeah.
In fact, number one, the most popular resolution has to do with people's diet.
Yes.
Talk to me about you.
So, like anything in life.
Like anything in life. What does that mean?
You know, you always try to find a better version of yourself, you know, when mm-hmm. the new year comes around. And I'd like to, diet is huge for me. You know,
okay.
I'm a little heavier, not overly heavy, but I'm a little heavier, but I'm very active. So the diet helps me. It's, if I can really get into a good routine with a diet, mm-hmm. I see results quickly.
Okay.
The issue is with anything with food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I love food.
Yeah.
Okay. And I love, there's the food that I'm not allowed to eat in my diet is what you love the most usually.
Well, usually. And I find that for different reasons, I don't really share your it's not an affliction, but
no.
your concerns, whatever, yeah. you know, I don't have the right word.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on the same page with it. So me talking for the next minute or so has nothing to do with
yeah.
me saying, oh, this is what you should do. But what I find is when it comes to eating in particular, it has more to do with habits.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I used to do. Yeah. My mom is like that a lot. You know, she eats just basically because that's how she's always eaten.
Exactly.
And then another component of it is an emotional component to mm-hmm. it. We eat because, we eat certain foods because foods have a chemical component to it. The chemical component really satiates or excites certain parts of our brain, emotion, and things like that. Now, when it comes to...
I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. I mean, there's some things that I know that I love to eat that I cannot eat because intellectually I know what it does to me.
Yeah.
One of those things they used to call me a cheesehead, a mouse. I would love cheese, but dairy in itself, to me, has to be taken in sparingly because we're just, no matter what you think of what dairy is, it is bovine baby growth food.
Yes.
It's baby's breast milk. Now, if it came from a natural cow, grass-fed, all that stuff, but they're pumped full of hormones, they want the, you know, cows are supposed to be skinny naturally.
Yeah. These are massive lately.
These are massive things, you know? And it has a lot of pus and mucus and, you know, a lot of other things. And what animals eat, I don't care what you think, it's going to be
in just like with humans.
Yeah.
The same way you're saying that.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
And then, so if we eat what they are,
we
are what they eat.
Exactly.
You know, so if they're not eating grass, if they're not eating their correct diet,
And I think you're 100% correct with that, because if you go back in the day, you know, people lived differently.
Yes.
You know, they farmed, they had their own stuff, and you could tell that those people were more fit. I'm not going to say that we definitely live longer now, but we live longer because of technology. Okay, not because of all the others. You know, like the way that they live with the technology we have now,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we would be some impressive species throughout the world.
And we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your cows are eating corn, that's not in their diet.
No, exactly.
They're supposed to be eating grass.
Yes.
And then to keep them healthy. It's all, like you said, that's a perfect word, technology.
Yeah.
And we use technology to extend life of the animals and things like that. But not for the animals' welfare, really. It's for production
mm-hmm.
and for the maximization of the production.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really not what the show is about, but
we'll touch on it. Yeah.
So for me, once you understand what things are doing to your body
mm-hmm.
and what you want out of your emotional state, if you can go through the short-ish, I'd say it's about 3 weeks, almost a month, of being uncomfortable when your body is changing.
Yeah, if you get to that routine, like anything. Like,
yes.
And that is what actually this first month does for me completely.
Mm-hmm.
It puts me in a good place for my routine.
Yeah.
Because I drop a lot of different things and I start getting to a focus of a game plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a challenge, but life is nothing without challenges.
Oh, of course not.
You know.
Give me a challenge, somebody.
And now... Number one, people, they want to change their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so be prepared for all the modifications at work.
Yeah. Salads. Think about it. We went out yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It was the second of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing one of the people that were with us said is, I guess I have to eat a salad today. Remember that? It was one of the first things that came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
When he was looking at your salad, which looked mm-hmm. amazing. It was mm-hmm. a great looking salad. He goes, ooh, I want that. And it kind of covered the whole base of what... You were supposed to eat, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes right now.
Yeah. and don't get me wrong. That salad wasn't completely healthy, but it
was delicious though.
It was delicious, and it was in the right direction.
It was in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's all you could do.
Yes.
And throughout, whenever you're making a resolution, you want to be easy with yourself.
Yeah, you just want to go through the right steps. Nobody's saying you have to delete the whole thing and go cold turkey with things, but.
If it works for you and you know you're an all or nothing personality, yes.
But most people have to ease their way into things.
You got to ease your way into things and be okay with a little bit of failure, but don't accept it the whole
way.
Absolutely. You gotta keep pushing. Mm-hmm. And people use failure as an excuse. Oh, well, I did this and I fell off the wagon and that's just being lazy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be lazy, just don't even say it at all.
Don't even start it if you're not going to finish it.
Exactly. Be with the intention of finishing.
Yeah. Give yourself reasonable goals.
Give yourself reasonable goals. Attainable goals.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you'll find results. The more reasonable the goal, then you can up your par every time.
And don't shoot too low now.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, a goal is supposed to be high.
Don't be giving yourself par sevens on par fives again.
Yeah. Extend beyond your reach. That's the whole point. Not that low-hanging fruit BS. Come on now.
That's not even trying.
No, that's not even trying. So now people are going to be like, oh, I want that dressing on the side. Yeah. Or, you know, can we do this or that? You know,
the modifications. Can I switch this out for this? Yes.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to be having those modifications.
Oh, for at least a month and a half, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two. I'll say first 3 weeks, bro. It's like the gym.
Yeah. You're right. I already know when I'm about to go to the gym. I'm going today. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'm going to see people I've never seen there before. I promise myself. 100%.
100%. They're going to be out in, as you like to say, droves.
Yes.
Or groves. I'm sorry.
I say groves.
You say groves.
The word is droves.
Out in groves. Yeah, the gym's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't affect me as much because I go early.
Yeah, your timing is your
I have to go early. Because if you go prime time at the gym, you're not getting anything done.
Yeah, I don't go prime time ever. Because we have a different kind of schedule. Mm-hmm. I usually go when people are at work. Because I like to be up a little bit. I need that. I'm like a noon, 1 o'clock kind of gym guy. You know, where I know people are at work. I know, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a flux in and out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or five to eight is danger time. Okay. Yeah. So it's either before four usually, mm-hmm. and or after eight.
Okay, for me, I'm usually at 8 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. The earlier the better. Put it that way.
No, you're talking in the morning. I'm talking about in the morning.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. If I'm not in the gym by 10,
oh yeah, no, I can't.
I'm not making it.
I know how
just
you
because
are.
Yeah, I'm like oh, I got
I'll be doing
do.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. So I'll go the earlier the better. And if it's up to me, I'll go with 6. Mm-hmm. You know, but I got stuff to do then. But
he wakes up before the sun rises. I don't even know how he does it. Okay, but he does go to bed before I even fathom going to bed. So his phone goes off at 10 o'clock, people. So don't be calling him after 10 unless it's an emergency.
You'll be happy to know I added you to the VIP list.
Oh, where nice.
Your calls will go through now. And so it's. I'm going to change my little do not disturb routine.
I mean, it's a good routine, though. It's not a bad thing.
But I want to let a couple people in. You know, I was shutting out the whole world. I'm going to let a couple people in. But that whole thing is, I have to
I'm a routine guy. That is a routine. And that is what we were talking about in the beginning is mm-hmm. getting into a routine, especially for the new year. And, you know, that's a part of the resolution is that routine. Routine is what gets you.
If you could do something for 21 days.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you start to miss it. Like, if you take it away after, like, a month and a half, you're like, hold on, wait. You feel your body, like,
yes.
When you go, you start, when you're, you know, you notice things.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now, number two. The number two improvement that people want to make, or aka resolutions, is to their career. Mm-hmm. And we're going to throw money into that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe people want to make more money. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to quit their job. Mm-hmm. You know,
level up, like we always talk
level
about.
Level up or get a side hustle. Uh-huh. They're like, I'm tired of being broke.
Yeah.
But you should never tell yourself you're broke.
No.
All those are declarations and prayers. Never, never. Careful what your self-speak is. Always reach to the positive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's another show. Anyway, any resolutions towards money?
Financial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Financial. I mean, always. Not because I don't consider myself broke by any means, but, you know, saving and mm-hmm. investing and growing my portfolio. I always try to do every year and stacking more each season so I can help myself grow when I'm out of season.
Okay. Any plan you want to share?
Yeah. Sure.
How? Talk to me about the how.
In season, when the money's there, you mm-hmm. know, I usually only work 4 shifts a week. Mm-hmm. But I plan to at least twice a month pick up an extra shift.
Okay.
And that money goes straight to those little things. You know what I mean? Because we all have our regular bills and everyday life that we have to take care of. But while the money's there to make, I'm going to make it. You know, okay. So like this week, I picked up an extra shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to do it every week because I don't want to burn myself out in season because I want to make sure I'm nice and crisp. But I'm also not working any more days. So when I say I'm picking up an extra shift, I'm actually working a double.
You're going to hit that double.
Exactly.
Now, for us, season, quote unquote, air quotes, season is usually now.
Until about Mother's Day.
About Mother's Day, yeah. And man, at Mother's Day, we are ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
Let the game be over.
Yeah. Pull that drain plug, please. Yeah. Let some of the stank water out.
Yes.
Over it.
Over it.
Oh, by Mother's Day, man?
Over it.
Listen, I want to stab everyone.
Everybody, yeah.
Oh, you can get a stab. You can get a shank right in the back. Leave me alone.
I mean, even Marlon had this. Marlon works even a little bit less than I do, and he was full load for like the last couple of weeks.
Last 3 weeks I was full load, which is fine. Whenever, and we've suggested this before. Whenever you come across an extra shift or something like that. So financially, for me, this year, although I don't make the resolution, but this year marks an improvement mm-hmm. in finances for me.
Yeah.
And
we got big plans, people.
Deadly serious. And any extra shift that I make, and I've done this the past, I dedicated, you know, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've taken off Fridays. So any Friday that I work, it's going to go into my investment account.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I aggressively will, you know, invest. I'll buy crypto, I'll buy stocks, or whatever the case may be. And that is going to be, and you know, there's some other ideas that I have, ideas, but things I work towards business-wise.
Yes.
But I make enough to be able to pay my bills.
Sustainable life.
Happy, sustainable life. And so now to push through that, I'm not actively picking up any shifts, but they're going to come because
it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. Yeah.
People are getting, they're overworking themselves and getting themselves burnt out. And every once in a while they need a little break and they'll be like, hey, this is up for grabs or this is up for grabs.
Or people get sick. I'm going to get scheduled. I'm not going to get Fridays off the whole season. But if I do, that all the money that I make on that Friday will go into my investment account. And so I always notice the beginning of the year, high solicitations, people knocking on the door. Mm-hmm. You get them emails. Yes. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Everybody, they take that opportunity.
They take that opportunity,
they're gonna go on that grind and then, you know.
That new year. Yeah. Things start to turn over. You got money here and there. Well, businesses have money here and there. They're allocating money to put out into the world so they can see results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're going to get those phone calls, man. Oh, those robocalls. Get out of here. Do they even work?
Yeah. My phone might as well automatically be a robo killer because I don't answer the phone unless I know the number.
Yeah. If your name doesn't show up, good luck. It's not happening.
Point blank. Goodbye.
It's not happening. Now, the next one. That number three on the list of most popular resolutions is spending more time with family.
Oh.
However, I feel like the pandemic took care of that.
It did. For like the last 2 years.
Yeah, the pandemic took care of that. People were able to spend time with their families and they're like, oh.
Now they're ready to get away from them.
You think so? I just think the baseline has been set where once you stopped killing yourself at work.
Yes.
You know, and you were able to. I know people who are now able to spend time with their families. They're like, I ain't going back to that life.
True. Yeah, you know, I mean, working from the home,
kill myself life,
and the idea, you know, where you can work from home now, or you can be mobile where you're working at.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have family in town right now, and they're working while they're here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so nice. They're on vacation plus they're working. You know, so they don't have to miss away from work, and they're actually stay here for an extra week because of that.
That is so tough to do. I can only wear one hat.
Right.
And I've tried it. I mean, I don't consider what we do as far as the podcast work because we enjoy
it. No, we love what we do. But those are also beautiful things that, you know, people that have that ability to do what they love,
mm-hmm.
it isn't work for them. But it is. But it's still it's something that creates income and it's good.
Yes. So in my other business, I've tried to put on that hat when I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. And it's really challenging.
It's tough.
Really, you got to bring a different computer. Mm-hmm. You got to be plugged in with different types of people.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy it.
My dad does it all the time. I was like, man, he never stops working. Yeah.
Really?
He's here. He's working. I mean, but he's enjoying. I get it because he does get to enjoy himself and he's around the people he wants to mm-hmm. be around. So I'm happy for him that he can balance that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I need complete separation.
Separation.
And I think that's one of the beautiful things about doing what we do, especially in the restaurant business, is unless you're in the building, you're not in the building.
You're not in the building.
So
you ain't getting that call.
Yeah, exactly. If you're I'm not
to-go
here,
cup, so
yeah.
Who? Yeah.
You call this person by click.
Yeah. Crank caller. I don't want no text messages, no emails.
I don't know you people right now.
I don't know you people. Yeah, that's true. There's no homework in the restaurant business.
That's what's great about it.
That is what's perfect.
You get to leave the day behind you every day.
Every day. And I'm really good at compartmentalizing. When I get there on my next set of shifts, I have to refamiliarize myself with everything because I just forget everything. It's like, oh, this is what happened yesterday. I was like, I wasn't here yesterday. I don't care.
Doesn't sound like it's my problem. I don't even want to hear your gossip. I don't care.
No.
This happened this week. Great.
Yes.
That's not there. My problem.
Yeah, I wasn't there. What now?
Next.
So spending more time with family. And that's one of the reasons why I've taken off. Well, no, that's a lie. I took off Fridays, yes, to be more with family, but more be with myself.
Self. Yeah, you need a little, yeah, we need a little time to self-reflect. You definitely needed that. And it's good for you. You know, to grow as a person, and you needed that. And it made sense.
I want to be able to
enjoy life.
Yes, enjoy life. Have the option of doing something. Have some me time.
When everybody else has their me time.
Yes, some social time.
We work when everybody else isn't.
Yes.
So it is good. And I did it last year. I took off Saturday nights and worked Saturday day. So I actually was able to have a Saturday night to myself. Mm. And I did it for like 6 months and it was great.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed it. It was awesome. So, and I was still able to make money. So it worked out on both ends for me.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. I would definitely like to have, I know I have a social life, but a restaurant social life is different.
Totally different.
You know, it's a little bit later. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit compact and things like that.
Your social life begins at 11 and it ends at 2.
And it tends to be all other people.
People like, yeah, exactly.
I want to branch out a little bit.
Yeah, you want to meet the
The things.
Yeah. The happy hour crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The famed happy hour. Now the next one.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
People pick up hobbies.
Yeah. What
the hell is a hobby?
Hey, Omar. Something that you like to do.
Omar started with these RC cars.
Okay.
That's yeah, like,
I mean, I guess it is a hobby.
It is a hobby. I mean, those things are pricey, bro.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a drone, and I love it. You know, I have play, you know, but I don't know if that's truly like RC, but it's the same idea.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
I mean, RC helicopter planes, they have these cars and stuff, and them dudes.
But I don't really take it out. I mean, I don't use it as much as I should, but I still love when I go take it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like I use it on vacation. Like I'll bring it when I go to the family's like in the Outer Banks or,
okay.
You know, if we go to like to Orlando where you have space and you want to actually. This is when I, you know, I'm flying around with the drone and me and my daughter are having a good time.
Yeah.
To me, that's something I can share with her and we do it, you know, we do it together.
Is it one of those things like a jet ski when it's fun for like 10 minutes? And
yeah.
And then you're like, mm-hmm. Here we go.
It's fun for like, yeah, like 20, like exactly like Jesse, from 10 to 30 minutes and you're good.
I can't even think if I even have a hobby. Like, does that include reading?
Sure.
But
reading is also, that's growth. You know, to the way we are as humans is we take in knowledge and we grow from it. And so I think that's constantly educating yourself is keeping your mind sharp. So that's almost like it's not just a hobby because it's
like self-improvement.
It is self-improvement.
What if you were reading like romance novels or things like that, like fiction?
Well, I don't, as long as you are reading, I still think you're stimulating your brain. You know what I mean? You're not stimulating something. Yes, it's not educational, but it's still stimulation where you're not stuck on a screen. You know what I mean? You're using your imagination as a whole and as a person. And that's huge.
True.
You know, because the brain, when you've read, I'm sure back in the day you've read books and then you saw the movie and you're like, that perception was totally different in your mind than it was in the movie.
Of course. I mean, like movies is just one man's perception.
Exactly.
You know? Or woman's perception. And speaking of stuck on the screen, that's the next one that people have resolutions about is... Less screen time. Less of the social media in particular. Now, years ago, I don't even know how long, I cut out TV for the most part, which sounds... better than it is because I spend a lot of time in front of the computer. So that's a screen. So it's not like...
He was watching videos when I came in. No, he wasn't, but they were on the screen. He was YouTubing.
That was from last night. How dare you? I was prepping for the show. Yeah, but I mean, I did it mostly for financial reasons. Mm-hmm. I just have internet. I didn't want to pay for cable anymore and therefore... TV was just wasting a lot of my time.
Oh, I don't think I very rarely watch regular TV, and I don't even pay for it because it's... I do. Mm-hmm. I pay condo fees. I own a condo.
Mm-hmm.
But including in that, the little...
You get
the perks of that is I get free cable.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. That's good. Is social... I don't believe that I spent that much time on it. You know, I'm active, and I post and things like that.
Yeah, but that's also for... To grow this audience to, you know, so we can reach more people. And that makes sense in your mind and our minds.
It's a point of contact.
Yeah.
I think for what it is for me, I'm happy with the time that I spend on it.
Yeah, you have a good balance with it.
Absolutely. I admire people who can really knock that stuff out.
Yeah, some people it's a gift. Some people, that's all they know, though.
I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
They're successful at it.
Absolutely.
I have the balance where I like to make my own memes. I don't even know. You know what? Maybe somebody could teach me how to do stuff because I'm telling you, I would like to learn. I love learning different things. And I was like, I don't even know how to repost. I don't even know how to make. You know, I make these videos that I can imagine I know how to make, but it's like what, one every month or some people are knocking content out all the time.
Long.
I'd like to do a, you know what, maybe that's a resolution. I'll do a workflow that I can post more videos, particularly videos.
Well, you're going to have to soon because we're about to talk about that.
Oh, right. More work for me. Yay.
Don't worry. I'm adding to my workload as well.
All right. I'm excited. Another one next up on the list is quitting smoking.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people eat, whether it's weed or smoke, a lot of people...
Nicotine, all the above, yeah.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
My dad smoked for many years.
I know a lot. Well, that generation was really big because back then it was not only acceptable, it was almost not required, but, you know, it was everywhere.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
It was in movies. It was in, you know, XYZ. It was on commercials. It was everywhere.
It was like you're wearing a shirt and a cigarette is in your hand.
Yeah, it was a part of...
It wasn't a thing.
It was part of the Hollywood lifestyle. So what people saw was, you know, people gravitated towards.
Yeah, there was a smoking section on planes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? In restaurants. I can't imagine. You're in the tube.
Yo.
And there's a section. How dare you? That is the dumbest thing.
You're in a tube, dying. Yes,
dying. You gotta have it.
Gotta have it. There's no way to let that out either. There's no airing it out. You're in the air.
You're in the air. Funking everybody up. A little ashtray there. Yeah, disgusting. Man. Disgusting.
Oh, gosh.
What is wrong with people? What? Can you imagine?
Oh, thank God. No.
I still remember it.
I mean, but it was fizzling out, you know, when I first started flying and everything. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. But yeah, I still remember it.
What about smoking in restaurants?
I remember that for sure.
Now, are there any states out there where you could just smoke wherever?
Freely?
Freely. In restaurants, smoking section, or is it like everywhere is just
That's a great question. I don't know if there's any place. Now, I know even in the state we're in right now, there are spots that are grandfathered in from the old law.
No, not as far as restaurants are concerned.
No,
as
they're bars.
As far as bars are concerned. Bars with no food, you mm-hmm. can smoke.
Yes.
Things like that. And I can't even... Okay, here's a quick question. Kim's, can you smoke in there still?
Yes.
That is one of the reasons why I have not been there in ever. Because...
It's smoky.
Yo, that in the hut, bro? I walked in and out of the hut one time, stunk for 2 days.
It's smoky.
Wow, okay. Now, a couple more before I let you go. The resolutions, I can't imagine that it applies to many people, but some people want to redecorate. That's not a resolution.
No.
However, one is some people want to volunteer more.
That's a good resolution.
Have you ever volunteered?
No. I mean, not, not because I had to.
Involuntarily. Involuntarily,
yes, volunteer.
Okay. I catch a drift. That might be later on in life, but have I ever volunteered? I don't think so. I've wanted to. I've tried to. I've tried to do the, you know, the Thanksgiving volunteer stuff.
Yeah, and my kids have and stuff like that. And so I like it. I think it's good, you mm-hmm. know, to, but like I said, when I did it, it was involuntary. Like it was, you know, your parents were like, you're going to go do this. You're going to, you know, so which was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you structure and it shows you the other side of things and it gives you perception of what you mm-hmm. need to see in life. And I like that. You know, you should always be thankful for what you have. And it is good to give back. And I try to give back on my own naturally. But
yeah.
It's good to see it at a young age. And that's when I did it the most.
We did community service in my fraternity.
And school, college. I think school was almost, it was almost required. Mm-hmm. It is required now, definitely in high school, to go to college. You know, to get your graduate, to get your diploma in Florida, you have to have like 100 hours of community service.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I should know that. Now... After all of those things, I'd say like number 10 was cutting down on drinking or quitting drinking. Can you imagine? People just all right with it. Hey. They're like, no, I'm good with it. I'm not.
I'm going to keep this in my life.
I'm going to keep this, whether it's working or not.
But that's what we do for the month of January.
We do dry January.
We do a dry January.
And for me, I do dry January, and I've been doing it for many, many years.
This is what, at least our eighth or ninth, that I've known you, that me and you did it together.
That you and I do it together, yes. But I've done it before that, but it wasn't always January for me. It was a month.
Yeah.
And I did it when I used to do bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. I used to have to quit drinking anyway mm-hmm. because, you know, it's counterproductive to what I was doing. And then I was like, oh, this is pretty good because, you know, I would be drinking.
Yeah. It's very good for clarity, and you start to know, like, you know, once you get into like that second week, mm-hmm. your energy is a little bit different. And not that I don't think we drink too much by any means.
We drink a couple of times a week.
Yeah, we drink.
But when we do,
we go all in.
We don't always drink, but when we do,
we go in.
We crush it.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, absolutely.
Legit, I will drink. Oh my God, I drink when I work. When I'm home, I don't drink.
No, I never drink when I'm home. Yeah, it's only the shifts.
Revelations.
That's what you guys bring it out of us. No, stop.
Drive me to drink. Man, I got to unwind after work.
Yeah, you do.
Holy crap.
That's why we have that show called Shift Drinks.
That is true.
Okay, because...
That's real.
We need to unwind.
Before we kill somebody
exactly.
the next day.
Exactly.
Oh, I was so bitter. I was kill somebody on was it Sunday? It was one of those Sundays. We had two Sundays.
Yeah, we did.
Saturday was a Sunday, and Sunday was a Sunday. I think it was Saturday Sunday.
Okay.
I almost killed this guy. He was so pissed at that dude, though. I yelled at his ass. Wrong with people. So we do a dry January, and it's for me, it's not just dry January. I tend to watch my diet.
Yeah.
I clean out, I meditate more. It's just designed for complete self-improvement.
Exactly.
Really, I cut out.
You reflect and you get everything back to normal.
Yeah. I will cut out meat this year.
Okay.
As in red meat and chicken. I will eat some kind of fish or whatever once in a while. And which is not too far off of my diet anyway.
Yeah.
So over the years, I have to do less stuff because I've...
You keep adding...
Add small things each year. And so this year for my dry January or my January of self-improvement, I will cut out sugar. Added sugar.
Okay.
Anything, no desserts, no sweets, no, I'm not adding sugar to anything, no syrups, no honey and things like that. Is whether it comes from nature or whatever, it's still sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is sugar. It metabolizes the same way. Mm-hmm. There's no good sugar. What's good is if the sugar is wrapped in some kind of fiber, that's different.
Yeah.
But once you juice stuff, juice is just sugar.
Yeah, okay? I noticed that.
Juice is just sugar, especially if you buy it in the store. If you don't juice it yourself and have any pulp component, it is just sugar water. You will be taking in no nutrients because it's usually pasteurized to be, you know, safe and shelf stable and things like that. So you get no nutrients. So it's
yeah, just learn something.
Pretty color sugar water.
It's delicious, isn't it?
It's delicious. I'm not telling you, you know, that it's.
He's not saying not to drink it, but he's saying he doesn't drink it.
I don't drink it, and it's not. It's you're not getting the benefits of it. And if they have to fortify anything, they're taking it out and putting it back in. It's not right. Now, before I let you go, I will recommend a book for you that helped me many, many years ago.
Yeah, let's
and it's very, very simple. It's an easy read. It's by a Mexican author called Don Miguel Ruiz, and it's called The Four Agreements. It's a very popular book.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
You have it? I'm going to borrow it.
I may have. I tend to pass on my books.
Okay.
So I did pass on, like, he has that. He has about three books that I've read. I want to say, I forget what the titles are.
I think you might. Did you ever give that one to my ex?
I may have.
I think you might have.
I may have. Because once you read a book, what am I going to do with it?
No,
I'm not
going
to reread stuff. There's some books that
in my head
reference.
I'm planning on because if she does have it, I can go take it from her.
If she does, yes. He's written a couple other books. I think there was Self-Mastery and something about loving yourself, things like that. But anyway, The Four Agreements.
I'm down. I think I'm going to go grab it today.
It's really challenging in its execution, but simple in its concept.
Okay.
Now, The Four Agreements are simply this. Be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, mean what you say and say what you mean. And if you really guard your words and really listen to your words and know that they have meaning not only to you and to others, like, you know... If you say, hey, I'll be there at so-and-so, or you basically you're always telling your truth, the truth.
All the time.
And executing. Be impeccable with your word is one. Don't make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, assumptions are very dangerous. If you really need to ask people what they mean, what is this? Don't go off of information that you are assuming that is... And let me backtrack. The whole point of the book, it's to eliminate needless suffering.
Mm.
We create our a lot of the anxiety and stress and suffering in our lives. So if we make these four agreements with ourselves, then our lives will be a lot better.
Mm. I like it.
Another one is always be your best. Always do your best. If you know that you
that
did
one.
Your... If you know you did your best always, you know, like you rest easy.
Yeah, you do.
And then finally...
Be your best self. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. And finally, don't take anything personally. if you really knew how little people really did things to you, they do things, people do things because of themselves.
Absolutely.
Not because of you.
Yeah. So if you could step back and take a look at it, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, if somebody yells at you or cuts you off or does something that ends up affecting you, don't take it personally. You know, take it how you take it, but don't take it personally. Yeah. It's an event. It happened, but you got to put it into and allow him, as you read the book, to explain each category and things like that. It's a super easy read. It's a small book. Go out and get it. Or, you know,
get it from your library, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go
to the library. People have options in the world.
You got options in the world. And that's one book that helped me on my journey many years ago.
Beautiful.
And we're grateful to have you. We're going to wrap that up there, right here. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, and we enjoy your company. We do this for you each and every week. If you enjoy our show, there's a little button in whatever app that you are listening to it, and you share it. Share it with a friend. Tell them that you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. They'll take you about, I don't know, 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and that will really help us out. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. It's
been a long time coming. Talk to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to BMR. Black Market Records, best music recorded. It's a double entendre of a company, I'm telling you now. You smell me? Listen closely now, okay? This is Vinny motherfucking Vega. I'm telling you right now, I'm coming out of D.C., son. I'm rapping.